Today is the first anniversary of the Plain Writing Act. The Center for Plain Language is recognizing agencies that are doing a really good job of making government documents easier to understand. Annetta Cheek is the chair of the Center for Plain Language, and she talked about what the winners are doing right.
But I know IRS is off to a great start. They're really trying to improve the quality of those notices that go out to the public. We also have the representative from HHS, and there's a couple HHS agencies that are really trying hard. I know CMS is, and NIH has been a leader in plain language for a long time. And we had some people from immigration, which is sort of a new player in the plain language world, and they've also gotten a good program underway. They've trained about 4,000 people in the last year.
What improvements have you seen overall, not necessarily specific to a particular agency, but just in general over the past year?
Well, I'd rather answer that over a longer time period.
Okay.
I think we've started seeing over, let's say, the past 5 years that there's a general trend toward better writing, fewer long convoluted sentences and fewer passive verbs. And just a greater awareness of the needs of the reader. But I think the federal government still has a very long way to go.
Are those offenses might be too strong of a word, but are those the violations that you see most often of the concepts of plain writing?
I think yes. I think the major one is that writers aren't thinking about their readers. I think what we need in the federal government is a major culture change, that people stop thinking about the supervisor, the guy at the next desk, and the attorneys, of course, the attorneys, and start thinking about the needs of the readers and start writing the material that the reader needs as opposed to the material that the agency wants them to have.
Now, the last time you were on the show, it's been a little while, but I asked around, and a couple people that I talked to inside the agencies, and to be fair, one of them was a lawyer, said most of it's the lawyer's fault, where the agency folks who are really trying to produce something for the end user, the citizen or whoever, write it out in a certain way, and the lawyer says, well, to make sure that we're not exposed to any potential liability or whatever, I don't know what the legal term is, but... You need to make sure you include this, or you need to make sure that you use these words, or that it's said in this way, or whatever. And that's where a lot of this stuff kind of gets twisted around the axle. Is there anything that can be that agencies can do about that, or are the lawyers gonna have to be involved there on an ongoing basis?
Well, we have to deal with the lawyers, and to be fair, some of the lawyers, there's a lot of plain language lawyers out there. Although they are in a minority, that's for sure. A lot of the it's not just lawyers, it's the technical people that use a lot of technical language that may be just fine when they're talking to other technical people, but when they're writing for the public, it doesn't do a very good job of communication. And I've worked in this area since the mid-90s, and it's a struggle. It's just an ongoing battle to get people to understand that when you write clearly, not only is it better customer service, but you're going to have better results for the agency. You're going to have fewer people calling you. You're going to have fewer errors. You're going to have better compliance. But we have a tradition of writing in the federal government. I was a Fed for 25 years, and I know that people just, that's the way they think the government should write. So that they're just stuck there.
You mentioned, though, something that makes me think that there might finally be, with the budget situation that we're in right now, an opportunity to demonstrate return on investment for plain writing. If you don't have to have people calling call centers as often, and you can reduce the investment that you make in things like that.
Absolutely. I have a background in anthropology, and in times of stress, you get more change because people are looking for ways to solve problems that are more efficient. And I think really this is a great time for plain language because we can show that it improves the bottom line. And certainly agencies right now need to save money any way they can. They need to be more efficient in everything that they do. And plain language can make a major contribution to that.
You mentioned one word, Annetta, that I think sums it all up, and at least the challenges in trying to deal with this, and that is culture. How do you change that culture inside your agency where you're saying, listen, I know we need to do this. I know that the people that we serve would be better served by language they can understand, but I just can't crack that nut.
It is tough because culture change is hard. But I think we are starting to make inroads on it. We certainly see in some select agencies that there's a greater awareness of a need to communicate more effectively. So I think we're finally starting to turn the ship of state.